Grace to you and peace from God our Father and our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. The Word of God serving as the basis of our meditation this morning has been caused by the Holy Spirit to be written by the evangelist Luke. The gospel lesson for today, I reread this one verse. A disciple is not above his teacher, but everyone who is perfectly trained will be like his teacher. This is our text. In the name of Jesus, dear fellow redeemed, in the midst of the string of imperatives of Luke chapter 6, we find this one verse that I just read. And at first glance, the statement about the teacher and the disciples seems to be out of place. It appears as though Jesus is merely interjecting a proverb at this point that has little to do with the rest of his discourse. But this statement of Jesus is the key to properly understanding what he says before and after it. Jesus is the teacher. And we are his disciples, being trained by him through his word, so that we might be like him, so that we might teach what he has taught, so that we might have the same mind and attitudes as our Savior Jesus Christ, as we do the work of a disciple, as we do his work. But we all fall prey to the sin of putting ourselves above the teacher. We must each confess that we have not always acted like unworthy recipients of mercy and forgiveness and all of the gifts of God. Instead, we who are blinded by our own prideful sin begin to think and even to act like we are standing on the judgment seat instead of before it. We begin to take over the exclusive work of God by imposing our own standards in showing mercy and forgiveness and in giving. And so Jesus first calls to our attention our individual unworthiness. The fact that we are his beneficiaries only because of his mercy and grace. We all stand equally and totally condemned as we are judged according to our own righteousness in light of God's holy law. We each have the blinding log of self-righteousness distorting and even obscuring our vision of God, of self. And as Jesus points out, particularly in this text, of others, of other people. I, who deserve no mercy, have received mercy. I, who could not in any way earn forgiveness, have it given to me. as a free and clear gift of God. I, who have no defense in light of my guilt before the judgment throne of God, I have been given an advocate who exonerates me completely. I, who cannot add one moment to my life here on earth, have been given eternal life in Jesus Christ. I, who cannot produce the rain or even cause food to develop and grow and be provided, I have been given every good and perfect gift from above. And I have received this gift in good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over. The gifts of God are given in His full abundance, in the abundance of His mercy and His grace and His love to us, unworthy though we be. Open your eyes, Jesus says. Open your eyes and remove the log of human pride and self-righteousness, and see, behold the teacher, see the Savior, the judge. View your advocate, the advocate of sinners. See the cross and the vacant tomb. See the Lord of all, the Lord of all the universe, the Lord of all people, at whose name every knee shall bow. And then, my friends and fellow laborers in the vineyard, never consider even the worst of public sinners to be unworthy of mercy. Never withhold the gospel from one whom by human standards is too evil to hear it. Go to those as our perfect teacher did. Go to those who are sick, not to those with the appearance of health. Go with the gospel to the lost, to the condemned, to the despised, to the rejected, to the weak, to the poor. Go with the gospel even to those who persecute you, even to those who are your enemies. For in doing this, we are like our teacher. For Christ went to the lost. Christ went to the condemned, the rejected, the criminal, the public sinner. For you see, Jesus the Christ was judged guilty for the sake of all people. He was condemned to death in the place of each and every sinner. And He was raised to obtain the victory for all of us who are losers. He died for all people. And His gospel truth is for all to hear. And His gospel truth is for you and me to proclaim. He obtained the victory for all people. Yes, even for me. Amen. And now may the peace of God, which surpasses all human understanding, keep your hearts and your minds through faith in Christ Jesus unto life everlasting. Amen.